Jason sat in the car outside of Layla's house for 20 minutes before he gathered himself enough to go inside. Layla had been very helpful this week during his internship, and he felt a little bad about his intentions. He told himself that it was either him or her. As he took a swig of his Hennessy that he had in his glove compartment and he sprayed himself with cologne, Jason sent a text that read 3 a.m. to a contact labeled Jay and dropped his location.
Jason knocked on Layla's door and forced himself to put on a smile. "Wow," Jason said as Layla opened the door. He'd spent the week admiring her beauty, but he was pleasantly surprised at how she looked outside of her work clothes. He couldn't help but be attracted to her, and it felt good to know the feeling was mutual.
Jason had quick thought about the many times he caught Layla watching him this week. While he was giving the presentation, he was sure she was giving him that fuck me look. And that only made him more confident. Jason smiled. Slowly, he looked her up and down and again said, "Wow."
Layla had on a short, light blue dress that hugged her curves and complimented her brown skin. She had thick thighs and a slim waist, but Jason was mostly drawn to her dimples and brown eyes. "You have such a natural beauty," Jason said as he looked over her flawless skin. "Thank you," Layla said, smiling as she led him into her home.
"Would you like tea, juice, water, or soda?" Layla asked as she led Jason into her family room. Jason was too busy looking around the home as Layla asked again, "Would you like tea, juice, water, or soda?" "Water is fine," Jason answered as he took a seat on the couch. "So it's just you and the kids?" he asked.
Layla set a water bottle and a glass of soda on the table as she headed back towards the kitchen. "Just me and the kids, but just me and you tonight," Layla flirted, hoping Jason would start to make a move. Jason didn't respond, so Layla quickly changed the subject. "I'm making pie," Layla said, "and you might love me after this," she said, smiling. Jason smiled back as Layla disappeared into the hall. Jason quickly sprinkled some powder in her glass of soda, sat back on the couch, and rubbed his forehead, feeling stressed. Quickly, he took his phone and sent a text to Jay that read, "On time."
Layla returned with a hot apple pie and put a movie on. "Damn, this pie is good," Jason said after the first bite. "This woman is smart, sexy, and she can cook," he thought. Layla laughed as she cuddled up next to Jason on the couch. Layla kept rubbing Jason's leg and even accidentally rubbed the front of his pants a few times. He noticed, but he remained focused on his mission. Jason really did enjoy her company and wished that he could get to know her under different circumstances. "Can I use your restroom?" Jason asked after an hour into the movie. "Sure," Layla responded, slowly as she realized that she may be dozing off. Layla was suddenly feeling tired, and they were only midway through the movie.
Jason got up and headed back in the direction he came. He saw the bathroom on the right and quickly looked over his shoulder. When he didn't see Layla following, he continued down the hall towards the back of the house. When Jason reached the back, he unlocked the back door. He then shot a text to Jay that read, "Back door," and headed back to find Layla asleep on the couch. "Miss Layla?" Jason said, waking her up.
"Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm falling asleep," Layla said as she wiped drool from her cheek. Embarrassed, Layla quickly stood up, apologizing again. "I'm so sorry, Jason. I didn't realize how tired I was," she said, grabbing his hands. Jason smiled. "There will be other times. I really enjoyed myself and a pie, of course," he said. Layla smiled as she began to walk him to the front door.
Jason placed a kiss on Layla's cheek as they reached the front porch and he let go of her hands. "Get some rest," he said as she nodded and went inside. Jason let out a loud sigh and walked back to his car.
Jason took out his phone and began calling Jay. As he drove off, "Hello," a man answered. "It's done. Don't hurt her," Jason said, sounding defeated. "This nigga," the man responded. "Yeah, my little brother a pussy," Jay said to someone in the background. "We don't hurt women, nigga," he said.
Jason's older brother, Jermaine, was the complete opposite of Jason. He spent most of his life hustling while Jason went to school. When Jason was ready to go to college, his scholarships were not enough to cover tuition and boarding. Jermaine agreed to pay his way through school, but he wanted it all back with interest. Jason agreed to pay him back as soon as he graduated college, but now job prospects were low, and after 5 years in school, Jason owed Jermaine $30,000.
When Jason told Jermaine the executive he was shadowing was a woman and that she liked him, Jermaine saw that as an opportunity. He agreed to take half off of Jason's debt if he helped him rob the woman. Layla just happened to be that woman.
After Jason left, Jermaine and his crew used several U-Hauls to load her furniture out of the home. The powder caused Layla to sleep heavily as the men walked around her bedroom looking for jewelry. One man even stopped to admire her as Jermaine signaled for him to leave her alone. The job was easy.
The next morning, Jason felt terrible about what he had done. He knew that his brother wouldn't have taken no for an answer anyway. His phone started to ring. It was Layla. He grabbed the phone and ran to his brother's room. "It's her," he said, frantic. Jermaine lay there with his girlfriend. They looked up at him and laughed. "You used the fake number app anyway," Jermaine said. "We have to say something," Jason said, shaking his head. "Give me the phone," the girlfriend said. She answered, "Pizza Hut." And Layla hung up. Her and Jermaine burst out laughing again.
"She's gonna know it's me. She's smart," Jason said, rubbing his head. "She's not smart," the girlfriend said. "She let a man that she does not know come to her home, look around, walking around. She don't even know that you relocated next week. She don't even know that you had a fake number because what? Because you cute." "She could file a police report, but she don't got no proof. I mean, really, you didn't even do it. So then what? Tell our job? And that's against her company policy to fuck with somebody she worked with. Plus, you an intern. So really, she preyed on you."
Jason felt horrible. Jermaine got out of bed and hit Jason on the shoulder. "It's just business, baby brother." The end.
Oh my God.
We hope y'all like part two. Was it like, oh my God, plot twist, right?
Right, yes.
Girlfriend had a point though. Like, yeah. Why would she let him in the house? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. She didn't know him well enough. I think sometimes, you know, we do, you know, women get comfortable. You know, yeah. They see this man. She probably saw, okay, he's smart. He handling himself. Yeah. She probably wouldn't think he would be into nothing like that.
Yeah. And then him being at her job, I guess that kind of let her put her guards down a little bit as far as like, okay, I know he probably ain't on nothing. She should have booked the hotel room. She's wanting some dick. I'm just saying. Yeah. That's all it was. You cooking apple pie? What? Nah, but
she doing too much.
Yeah, she did a lot. She just wanted some dick. Like, that's all she wanted. So it's like, y'all could have got a hotel room.
Yeah, she wanted him to make a move as soon as he walked in the door, so that's she did. Clear.
She just still came to the door butt-ass naked, like, I mean, at this point.
Right, what choice do you have now?
So,
like,
we hope
you gonna play or not.
You're right, okay? But we do hope y'all liked it. Let us know what y'all thought about part two. Y'all, oh my God, y'all was really feeling part one. We really do appreciate that.
Yes. Everybody and stay tuned for more.
Ooh,
yes.
We got more coming
up. Story, I'm telling you, I can't wait to read it. I'm like, oh.
So until next time, bye.